We are on Shabbos 101. Shabbos 101. Not going to be necessarily a basics class, but some basic concepts in it. So Shabbos 101, here we go. Amar Rav Huna. We're a few lines down because we had finished a concept yesterday about Rav Yehuda and the depth of the boat in relation to the ground. Whatever, we won't have to go back into that. But in terms of figuring out whether that was a Carmelist and whether or not... whether or not the water was considered one big piece of land, or was it considered just floating above the land, and whether or not the kocho, when you pour things over the wall, is going to be considered your koach, or going to be gzeir type thing. Okay, so now Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Hani b'tziyasa d'meshan ein metatzlin b'hen ela ba'arba amos. So there are these boats. And as you can imagine, some boats are shaped like this, even nowadays. I think a lot of boats are shaped like this nowadays, where it's like a V shape. If you're looking from the side, the bottom of it comes to a point. I guess this is sort of something like for buoyancy purposes. So it says that these Meishan boats, which are wide at the top and narrow at the bottom, you can only carry on that in them if they are four amos wide. If you can only carry four amos in them, because they're presumed to not be their own domain, because it's so narrow at the bottom that it doesn't really have its own real surface that you can consider it its own domain. Really, we typically, as we've been saying, you need a formidable surface area to make it its own domain. Usually it's four tfachim. So the Gemara here says, "V'lo amaran ela she'en bepachos mishlasha arba." The only time that we say that it doesn't have its own four tefachim to make it its own surface is when, and this is actually a very important rule in terms of Erevin. You have to make sure that there's four tefachim of run within three tefachim of rise. So for you know, mathematicians, that's a 3/4 slope. Three-fourths rise over run. That within, it has to be flatter than it is, standing up. 3/4. So then the Gemara says, "Aval yesh bepachos mishalsha arba." But if you have within the three vertical tefachim, you have four tefachim worth in the slope, in the width. So then it is leis lan ba. So we don't have that restriction. You're allowed to carry it because it's considered rishus hayachid. Ve'ein malan hu kani va'arbane, leis lan ba. Ve'ein malan hu kani va'arbane, leis lan ba. So what does that mean? Let me try to remember. If you fill it up with reeds to the extent where the shallow part is not really part of the standing area or something like that, so that the floor is mom, it's just flat for tefachim, so then it's obviously going to make it its own rishus as well. Okay, and this also requires it to be 10 tefachim above the ground also, but either way. So maskev l'Rav Nachman v'lema good achas mechitzta. So why don't we say good achas? Maybe people are familiar with the concept of good achas from its more common use by a sukkah. Good achas is the concept that a wall, when it's in its vertical state, continues upward and downward. In certain areas of halacha, it's a virtual wall. So here too, we're saying that the boat is like this, but why don't we say that the walls on the side basically make it like this, that they come down further than the boat, right? Because on the surface level, all you see is this part. You don't see that. You don't see what the bottom looks like. So why don't we just say that it looks like this? What's the practical difference that the fact that the bottom, where we can't see it, comes to a point? Let's just say it looks like this. And the good achas means that the walls continue downward in a virtual sense, and therefore we don't have to worry about this whole slope thing. So why don't we say good achas? Usually we say it by a sukkah in order for the walls to make it to the schach, right? So the walls might be lower than the schach. People don't do this anymore. People really don't do this in general. But if anyone's ever seen the sukkah in the old city of Yerushalayim, so you have the very short wall. It's almost like a deck, and then the four corners have these poles that hold up the schach on top. And there's this huge gap in between the walls and the schach. And the reason that works is because of good achas. You would think maybe the walls don't go to the schach, so it's no good. But no, once the walls are on the bottom, so then even though there's a gap on top, the walls continue upwards, and it's as if they're connecting to the schach as well. So here too, so good achas, why don't we say it downwards? That the sides of the boat can create the walls that go into the water. So Milo Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Natz, Kana, B'Shos, Harabim, B'Shos, Barosho, Traskal, Mizarek, V'Nacha, Gabav, Chayef. If someone has a reed of some kind in the ground, and then you put some kind of treskal, like a basket, over it, vizarik v'nach agabav, and you throw something onto it inside the basket, which is on top of this very skinny reed, but a formed old basket on top. Like, think about like a basketball hoop, like an old basketball hoop, which didn't have a bottom. You would throw it in and it would stay there. So v'zarek v'nach agabav chayev. So you'd be chayev because that's considered a rishus hayachid. Even though the bottom of it doesn't really have walls that continue all the way upwards, the top of it has walls which we consider to be continued downwards. This, by the way, is very important for Erevin also. Not very important, but there are some times where we will use a street sign. Based on the fact that it is its own Rishus Hayachid, it can actually create its own, it can be its own post, because of the fact that even though it's a very skinny little post, the sign on top of it actually creates its own Rishus, and whatever. We use it for different things. So the Gemara says, Amar min gur achas mechissa. Here clearly we use virtual walls for this basket case. Basket case. Hachanami, name a good achas mechitzta. So here too also we should say good achas for the boat. So mask of Rav Yosef, lo shmilu lahadam Rabbi Yehuda Marav, matava mishum Rabbi Chiya v'tani Allah, the Chachamim poltrin. Don't you know that the Chachamim disagree with that? That the Chachamim say that we don't consider that good achas? That basket on top of a reed is not good enough to be considered a Rishus Hayachid according to the Chachamim? So Amar Le'abayev, atlo tispra, is it really true that you paskin like the Chachamim there? V'hatani, doesn't the Braisa say? Another case of where we use good achas. Amud Rishus Harabim Kavo Asav Rachav Arba, a column which is 10 tall and 4 wide, the Ein Bi Karo Arba'a, V'yesh B'Katzar Shlo Shlosha, and it doesn't have necessarily 4 at the bottom, but it does have 3 Tfachim wide, V'zarek V'nach Agab of Chayef, so think of like an inverted cone or something like that, where the top is wide enough for 4, although the bottom would still have to be 3 according to this. So Al Malmrinan, Gurachas Mechitzta, that Braisa also uses Gurachas. Hachanami Gurachas Mechitzta, here too by the boat, we should use Gurachas. So Gemara says, wait a second, Midi Iria, who's saying such a thing? Hasam Haviyala Mechitzta Shagdim Bokimbo. In those situations, there's a narrowness underneath it which the animals could pass through. But here, when we say that you want to say good achas to create the walls underneath it, there's no comparison because the boats do not pass through it. So what does that mean? A partition that does not serve as a barrier is not considered a partition. So here, the case of the basket. The case of the basket, the partition, it is a partition that goes past through, meaning that you can't use it. Rashi, I'm trying to understand this far here. Milamat ba'arz tachas b'chitzas atraska shehem b'shutos lahalan man min hakana l'chol tzadu b'kias g'diyem ma'akevas milameim ar-gurachas. So in that situation, by the sign, we don't say good achas because the animals can go under it. So this is still going within it's still on the argument that's saying we should say gerachas here. So here, and therefore we should be more lenient to allow gerachas in our situation because there are no animals going into the fish. Go through the narrow part of the boat. It's true there are no goats that can go underneath it, but there are fish that can go underneath it, in which case, again, the good achas is going to be broken up because there are things going through it. If there is a case where things aren't going through it, so then fine, you could use good achas. Like a sukkah, it's going straight up into the air, you could use good achas, but here, you can't use good achas because maybe the fish are going through it. So Amar Lei, Bekias Dagim Losh Bekia. that fish going through is not considered going through, and really that those the fish don't count. So manat tamer, how do you know? If you have this dangling wall of a broken down building, so in terms of creating that, considering that as a wall, in order to make that mahu shetatir b'chorba, can you allow that to be part of the walls for an eruv? So the Gemara says, "V'amar la ein mechitza tuli mataras, a hanging partition can only allow it el b'mayim." Kal hu shehekel chachamamayim. The chachamim were more lenient in water. Why? V'amai ha'ika b'kias dagim. What about the fish? Elish ma'amina b'kias dagim lo shma b'kia. Rather, it must be that the fish going through it underneath it does not make a breakthrough, and therefore we allow it to be a wall, even if the fish are going through underneath the more narrow part. Okay, and that's how we learn. We learn good achas by the boat, it sounds like. It doesn't really come to a very explicit conclusion, but it definitely sounds like that we can use the boat's sides to say good achas. I don't know how we apply that halachically. But either way, the Gemara continues, quoting from the Mishnah, Sfinos Keshuros, the boats that are tied together, we had said, you can carry from one to the other. So Gemara says, Pshita! Of course you could. Why couldn't you? It's one rishus. It's one big boat. So Amarava lodnetzucha el hatar bitzis shevinehen. It's really only if there's a small boat in between them. Maybe you would think you couldn't because it's not one large. You don't think it's one large domain. So Amar of Safra Moshe shaper kamart. It's an interesting phrase. He basically calls him Klomer Rabbeinu Bedora Kamosher Bedora. He's Rav Safra. Rav Safra says, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're supposed to be so smart. Are you saying such a something so smart here? Metalkum Zulazutanan. It says you're allowed to take from one to the other. It doesn't say that there's another boat in between. So what are you talking about? There's another boat in between. Who said that? So El Amr Rav Safra Lo Nisur El Ariv Lo Taltum Zulazu. What it's saying is you're allowed to make an Erev by connecting these two boats. And thereby, you can carry from one to the other. The Brisa says, "Sfinos k'shuzu b'zu ma'arvin matatul mizulazu nifsku nastru." You can, if you tie them together, so then that works for carrying. But if the rope that ties them together breaks in the middle of Shabbos, so then it's nastru. So then you're not allowed to carry between the two anymore. Meaning, it's not just a chiddush of whether or not you can carry, but it's also a chiddush about whether or not you can use this as an eruv. Which is not necessarily the same thing, because as we know, even if everyone's in the same domain, if people are living in different areas inside of that domain, you have to have something that conjoins you together in order to consider that an Erev. So here you have two separate boats, two different people living in it, so you have to have something that connects the two to make an Erev. Not just in terms of considering it one private domain, but you also have to make an Erev so you can carry from one to the other. Two separate things technically, although they always come together. So for instance, in the Young Israel of Oak Park, we create the Erev of the entire Oak Park because we have the matzah, which connects all the houses together so that you can carry from one house to another. So Chazru v'nikshiru, if somehow, Bein Shogim, Bein Mizinim, Bein Anusa, Bein Muatin, somehow you reconnected the ropes on Shabbos, unclear how it happened, either you forgot about it or you had to do it for some reason. So chazul l'teren harishon. So then you actually recreate the original heter that you had started Shabbos with, that allows you to create the Erev, reestablishes the Erev and allows you to carry from one to the other. V'chein machtzalos haprusos l'rishas harabim. Similarly, mats that are unfurled to create a partition between two people in a public domain, in a rishas harabim, arvin metatlin mizulazu. You are allowed to carry from one to the other. Niglulu Nesru. If for some reason the wall was re-rolled, I think it means re-rolled, was furled, whatever that means. Basically, the wall came down and wasn't necessarily differentiating between the two areas. So then it would be Nasar. Then you can't carry from one to the other because you don't have that connection. You don't have that connection between the two houses. So Chazru v'nifrasu, if somehow they were refurled, unfurled, and therefore it was joining the places together. Bein shogeg me'mizid, and somehow the wall was put back up, the mat was put back up. Bein anus and bein muatin, whether or not you had to do it because of this or because of that. Chazul ha'teren harishon shekom mechitz shenas of Shabbos, bein shogeg me'mizid, shema mechitza. Even if it was on Shabbos, and even if it was shogeg or mezid, it's still called a wall regardless of how it got there. Which is a very interesting concept, because people sometimes, we're not going to go into it, not for Daf Yomi. So the wall is a wall regardless of how it got there. It's still connected, it's still a physical barrier. So Ini, is that true? V'hamar of Nachman Loshanu El Lizrok. It says this concept of creating a Rishus HaYachid, or this concept of creating another Rishus so you can go from one to the other, is okay for throwing. You're not going to be chayv if you throw from one domain to the other. But it says, so how can you tell me that you're allowed to do this for a boat? It says in a Braisa that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to carry from one to the other. So the Gemara says, no, ki itmar Rav Nachman amazed it itmar. Rav Nachman says, if you created this barrier on purpose, on Shabbos, b'mezid, so then we're not going to allow you to carry, because that's a kenas. We're not going to allow you to do that because we don't want you to make a wall on Shabbos. However, the reality is it's still really a wall. So we would allow you to, we would not be mechayev you if you threw from one to the other. Amrev Shmuel, Amr Shmuel, v'afil k'shuras b'chud hasar ba'al, even if you connect it with a string of a cloak, which is a sort of flimsy string, I guess. If it can hold the boats together, so obviously it would work. What's the havim here? If it can't hold the boats together, so why would you ever think that they're together, that you can carry from one to the other? Meaning, why does it matter that it's a little string? The barometer should just be whether or not it's holding the boats together. So the Gemara says, "Lo'olam diyachol amidan." Really, it's a string that can connect them together. Ushmuel apuk medav shekasi, and Shmuel is saying a shita. He's saying a concept which is really just in terms of his own shita in other places about whether or not the string has to be a formidable string. So where do we see that Shmuel has this concept of the string needing to be a formidable string? Ditnan, the Mishnah says, "Kishara bedavar hamamida." If you connect something with a very good string, so maybe la tuma. And the other side of that string is in a room with a dead body, so then that string can actually bring the tumah into the other spot. If it's tied very well, so that tumah will actually transfer the tumah from one side of the string, from one side of the rope, to the other side of the rope. So the Gemara says, "Bedavar she'ein ma'amida," if it doesn't really hold tight to presumably the boat, in this case also, if it doesn't hold tight, ein mevi lo tuma, so then it cannot transfer the tuma. It can only transfer the tuma if it really holds tight on the ship, on the boat. The Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, v'ukshir b'shalshal shal barzel. This is only the case if you're using an iron chain, if you're using just random rope, so that's not going to transfer tuma. Why? So the Gemara says, l'inan tumahu, that's only by tuma. Dichsiv b'chalal cherev. The Pasuk tells us, in a couple weeks' time, that the sword, or the chalal is the I don't know how do you translate, the slain by the sword, means cherev hu kechalal, that the sword is considered like the dead body, meaning it transfers the tumah, it takes on those properties of impurity. So the Gemara says, in aval in Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, so the kevin diachol hamida, because once you're creating the rope, you're creating the domain, the only consideration is whether or not it carries it or whether or not it holds it together. Hekar ba'almahu, it's just to create a boundary that's a recognizable homogeneous domain. Afil b'chura sarabal, so according to Shmuel, even though when it comes to transferring tumah, you would need a very strong rope, like an iron chain. It has to be iron to transfer the tumah. When it comes to Shabbos, all you need is simply chut hasarbal, even the rope of a cloak, the string of a cloak, is good enough to keep things together. And that's the only reason that Shmuel said it, is because in another halacha, he said you needed a better rope. And in this case, you don't need such a strong rope. Okay, shkayach everyone. We had a good first daf to try out our new timing. Now we have a few extra minutes to say Pesuk D'Zimra, get our tefillin on, and get to shul, obviously with masks and social distancing. So I hope to see everyone there if you're able to make it. But shkayach for everyone to come on. It looks like we had a full group today, relatively full group. So Mirtz Hashem, we should continue like this and have strong groups every day. Shkayach everyone. Have a good day. A good Monday. Last Monday of the week.